Now this is a dictation for Lorri, L-O-R-R-I-E, Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, May 24, 1969. Addresses a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R. Dear Dr. Kabir, post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Roland. Developed acute kidney injury at the time of bilateral pneumonia, Legionella pneumonia, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance, and sepsis. After that, she did have a coronavirus, but did not require hospital admission, mostly upper respiratory symptoms and some generalized fatigue, pain, headaches. Remains on oxygen, 3 liters, 24 hours. Came in a wheelchair accompanied with family member. Nebulizers that induces some sputum production and makes her gag, nausea, dry hips, but no vomiting. Otherwise, no dysphagia. Isolated loose stools, but no bleeding. Good urine output, no cloudiness of blood. Minor edema, no ulcers. Atypical chest pain, not related to activity. No palpitation, excuse me, there is palpitations at that time, but no diaphoresis or other associated symptoms. Denies gross orthopnea PND, no skin rash. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight medications for her bipolar disorder, the rheumatoid arthritis, blood pressure choric, and prazosin. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 118.78 on the left sided. No severe respiratory distress, decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, expressive aphasia, no gross JVD, lungs are clear distant, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses. I don't see edema today. Looks weak, but no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Are from 2 weeks ago. Shows anemia 9, normal white blood cell platelets. No blood or protein in the urine. Creatinine at 2.1, previously 2.6, 2.4. Low sodium 136, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20. Normal glucose, high calcium 10.6, corrected for albumin, which is low at 3.4. The true number will be around 11. Other liver function tests are normal. Present GFR will be 25, pro-BNP 300, normal magnesium, normal troponins. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic renal failure, slowly improving, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. This happened at the time of sepsis, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance, and Legionella pneumonia. continue to monitor chemistries to assess stability or returning to baseline. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents, avoid nephrotoxic agents. A prior CT scan did not show evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Continue pressing medications, come back on the next couple of months or early as needed, end of dictation.